an international tribunal ruled in 2016 that some of China's territorial claims had no legal basis. But there's only so much pressure Washington can apply as it seeks Beijing's help in countering the threat of a nuclear-capable North Korea. Unable to deter China's illicit expansion, the Navy is intent on proving it can still travel, communicate, and rehearse for war wherever law allows. So, in late February, the Vinson, a 1,092-foot nuclear-powered warship sailing with a strike group including a guided missile cruiser, two destroyers, and eight aircraft squadrons, floated peacefully past the Paracel Islands claimed by China, Vietnam, and Taiwan. "We know where international law says we can operate, and I know where international law says we can't," says Rear Admiral John Fuller, the group's commander. "And we're going to do what international law says we can do." On board the ship, sailors practiced yoga, sang karaoke, and prayed in a multi-faith chapel. Machinists crafted rare airplane parts while a dentist readied to remove enlistees' wisdom teeth. Lieutenant Abigail Kush, a 26-year-old helicopter pilot from Houston, says she takes to the air 3 to 5 times a week in her MH-60S Seahawk. She flies over the contested Spratly Islands or near the Malacca Strait, which links the Pacific and Indian Oceans, wherever the flagship ship takes her. "It's different when you're above the islands and you get the bird's-eye view," she says. "All the pieces of the picture start coming together."